Here for me. She forgot. She forgot that the mission of logic is saving the life. Logic is saving the life for itself to remain here. The thought wants to remain here. Knowledge wants to remain here and all that. He said, anyhow, remember, first of all, there is no equality over there. There are two points of view. One is the handmaiden, which was handmade for you, which you absorb, which comes from the environment and is by all means temporary. 100 years from now, whatever we have logically is ridiculous. Look at 100 years ago. Go 200 years ago. Then everybody on the globe believes that there is only one galaxy, ours. And that's what it is. Everybody was sure about it. That's what it is. I'm not talking about the Galileo time. I'm talking about before Mr. Hubble. Watching something and saying, ah, this cannot be here. And what a torture they gave him. This is what the logic is. The other part of you. What is the other part of you? Think about it. Because it's not your physical existence, it's you, you. I believe that that one is more important. The spirit. That's what you are. The essence of life, not the living machine. You are that. And that one should become active. Is not active. Why? Because of the nagging of this woman. He doesn't have time to do anything. Have you noticed that this one is chattering always? So this one should keep quiet. You all know about that. All the meditation stuff is try to teach this one that you keep quiet down for a moment. Then the solution is clear. Not to you, if you are that dual person inside you, because if you are that dual person, we cannot really communicate with you. You know why? Because we were talking and that lady is listening. And we were talking negative about that lady. So, our speeches, our information will be censored. She doesn't let you get it. Because she is the boss. Isn't she? So, the solution is not inside you. You are that complicated stuff. Solution is out. Come out of yourself. Why do we say that? What does that mean, come out of yourself? One part of you is you. real you. Can it come out? Nothing could come out of itself. So it's this body. The other one, the essence, the spirit, could walk out from here. Fly to somewhere else. Where? The best place, obviously. There is this caliph, the best fellow outside. Go and find him. Present all the things you know. Then what happens? Any of you, please answer me. If not, why should we go on? Because this is the conclusion. After so many times going back, every time I go back, I look at it a little bit differently and a little bit from further away. To make it a form,
to understand, to connect these eight stories as one half of the book. And the last thing he said is, you have, your logic should understand that it's dismissible. You could drink and it goes away. It doesn't come with you in your dream. Why do you let it come in your imagination? Let it be there. Well, she belongs. Because logic belongs to this animal existence. Belongs to the animal, not the spirit. So let it tend to that. Right from the beginning, didn't we say the same thing? We said, let this handmaiden be with the goldsmith. Because they belong together, they are made for each other. You're not all that, you're more than that. That other part of you could come out. We'll go to the caliph, then what up? You should ask him. Then what up? I come out of myself, I look for a caliph, and I see the caliph, then what?
He accepts the gift.
So
the
what?
The caliph accepts the gift.
I prefer if he doesn't, I keep the gift for myself and go home. If I insist here, believe me, you, up to the end of the world, you cannot make it positive if I make it negative. Because you want to actually create some benefit over there in the palace. Right? First of all, because you like the palace. It's beautiful. Palace would be good. Who loves the palace most? You tell me. The man or the lady?
The lady.
Yes. That's why you're still in the palace. Doesn't matter what caliph gives you. Because we said this caliph could give everything. So you have everything. That's not the point. The point is for you to come out of your ego. That's the point. Here we don't do the things because they are good, useful, and beneficial. Here we do things because we love it. Just doing it is it. Not doing it for something else. Oh, yeah, in the future you will have a problem. Rumi will entangle this even in their latest book. You know what? When you pray, then the Satan will come to you and will say, he didn't answer you. You see? So you are not very close. So I'm better for you. And you may believe that. You know why? Because maybe when you pray, you're waiting for an answer. Means you are the merchant. You want to make it deep. A lover will call just because of the pleasure of calling your beloved. This is the difference. So, in that story, often the caliph not much happens. Yes, the caliph will tell the fellows that let him see the real flow of water and knowledge, lead him somewhere. And yeah, okay, give him some gold. So what? The point is to come out. Right? This is what he insists in the second part. That's where we stopped, because he said, okay. Now, second part of the book. Second part of the book is about, now seriously, what should you do about this? Not just because we said you're sick like this and this is the recipe you're getting. You should really understand it and know what you have to do. And the thing is only one thing. Let me open up parentheses and say the last outcome, my understanding of coming out of yourself, this becoming selfless is, in a way, I am two. One is this body, the other one is me. This body is this body, and it cannot be yours. Yes, you could have the arm, but it's not yours. It's me. And it's good. For one reason. It's unique. So it's one unique pixel. What's the value of it? You tell me. What is the value? How much does it worth? How much is worth it me? This existence. How much is it worth it? I don't say to you. In general. What is the value of something? What is the meaning of something? You tell me. What is the meaning of this?
It depends on what we do with it.
Means it's not in it. It's in its function in some system. If there is the human being coffee drinking, then this is a little mark. Or this is the cap of that container. If there is no such a thing, an alien from nowhere will go to a planet unknown and will see this, what a silly object. And what are these? Simply little black shapes. They're not alphabet. They are alphabet if the English speaking people will write like this. So the meaning of that alphabet is in English language, and your way of writing, the meaning of this is me covering the top of that, and the meaning of this is jewelry. You see? So the meaning of everything is outside of it. So tell me, where is my meaning? I am my form and my meaning, right? My form is this, individual, temporary. My meaning? Who am I? You tell me.
Depends on who you're talking about in relation to who.
Think simple. Be 6-year-old baby. Who am I?
I have no idea.
Because you're not 6-year-old baby. A six-year-old baby over there will say, you are a teacher. Don't have a doubt about it. And what is the meaning of me being teacher? It's in you. It's in this. All of it. Not only you, not only this room, even this civilization. This is how it is. The meaning is outside. If I want to find my meaning, I have to come out. Because while I'm inside, I'm not talking about the meaning. Because I don't know what the meaning is. Over there, I'm thinking about my thought, my wishes, this chattering stuff. That's what's inside. My meaning is out. Right? If I understand realize that that's the worthy part of it. Because the value is outside. Value of the coin is in the market and economy. Take that coin somewhere else, they don't give you anything. Except if it is shiny, they will give you a penny. That's what it is. So, my value, my meaning, is outside. My real one is inside. Look at the problem.